Let's take our weekly look at what's new at the movies with Linda. Halligan's Hollywood on KXPN5.
There she is.
Where?
Over there.
What? Over where? Underwear.
Looking blonde as always, Linda. Nice to see you this morning.
Should I dye my hair for next week?
You know what? It might be an interesting change.
Okay. I mean, Halloween down. We just had, you know.
Are you wearing a net?
A net?
What is that?
It's kind of, yeah. It's like a sweater with a ton of holes in it.
Right.
Not because the moths got to it, because that's
okay.
The style.
Is that in fashion?
I don't know. I've had the sweater for like 6 years.
I'm very behind the times.
It was in fashion at one point.
All right.
And I'm bringing it back, my friend.
Linda has a net on, and she's going to tell us what's happening in the movies, folks.
I certainly am. How are you doing, by the way?
I'm well, thank you.
Good. It's always a treat to come and see you here on Thursday
morning. Well, thank you, Linda. That's nice of you to say.
No problem. No problem. So we do have a lot of movies coming out. Did you have a happy Halloween, though?
I did. It's always crazy because we do Oak Street,
right.
And it's nuts. Every year, it gets crazier and crazier, actually.
Yeah, it does.
I see everybody, kids are like, it's like a rave for children.
It totally is.
Because they're at the DJ booth and their hands are like pumping up in our face. And
right.
It's like, you guys need to go to Vegas or something because...
Seriously, Vegas for kids. But the parents lose the kids right away.
Yeah, they're always gone.
The second you get there, and then the cell phone reception doesn't work.
Right.
And they're going from haunted house
to haunted
house.
We have to get on the mic and announce. And, yeah.
Totally. Did you dress up?
Yeah, but I threw it together this year. I was a Japanese guy.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah.
Right.
What about
you? I like it. I had three costumes.
Of course you did.
A couple weeks ago.
So unsurprised.
I do like Halloween. I like dressing up. I was the wig party, WHIG.
Okay.
Some people didn't get it, but you're a smart guy.
Yeah. Did you wear wigs?
I had a black dress and I have a ton of costumes. We have tons of costume boxes in our garage.
Sure.
So people come over, we bust them out. So I took out all my wigs and pinned them to the dress, front and back.
Yeah.
And then I had a big party hat that said wig party on
it. All right.
I had necklaces with shot glasses.
I would have got that, I guess.
And, right? And I had, you know, like neon bracelets and big ring, like blinking rings. And so it was the wig party, but it was a party too. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Very clever,
so,
Linda.
So some people got it. I don't care if people get it. As long as there's no one else there wearing the same thing.
Yeah.
So I was pretty sure that nobody else would be wearing that. So I did that. And then I went to a Saints and Sinners party, and I was Cereal Mom.
I saw that one on Facebook.
So
very
that was
good.
The Kathleen Turner movie back in the 90s.
Yeah.
So I held a cherry pie and the whole thing.
That was very good.
And then randomly on Halloween night, I wanted to kind of dress up while I, you know, handed out candy. So last minute, I was Party Patty, P-A-T-T-I, this is a dedication to my friend Patty Compton. They call her Party Patty, so she came over and she didn't know what I was going to be. So it was just kind of a silly
thing. So you dressed up as your friend Patty?
Kind of. I kind of took the wig party costume, but I changed the sign on the hat. It said Party Patty, and I was just like in a fancy dress.
So basically,
dress
you spent Halloween explaining yourself.
Pretty much.
To everybody
else. It's a conversation piece. Anyway. Let's talk movies, shall we?
Go ahead.
Okay, so we've got some good ones actually coming out this week. It's been a little slow the past couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So Doctor Strange is coming out. We've been seeing the trailer for a long time. People are so excited about this. This is the latest Marvel movie.
Yep, Cumberbatch.
And, Benedict Cumberbatch. He's so good.
Love him.
I love him. He's such a great actor. Rachel McAdams is in it. Tilda Swinton. Chiwetel Ejiofor. Ejiofor.
Wow, well said.
Can never
pronounce that guy's
Ejiofor,
name.
Ejiofor. I believe how it is. So you might know the story about Doctor Strange. He's this self-centered New York surgeon, and then he gets in a car accident, and he's robbed of his touch, and then he's wandering around. He's kind of a derelict, and then he meets this healer in the Himalayas, and he learns to tap into his psychic powers, and then he, you know, fights off the evil people.
Of course.
Yeah.
Naturally.
So that will make a lot of money this week, and it looks really good.
I've read that it's one of the only movies recently to actually see in 3D.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I usually
don't
like 3D movies. That kind of messes with me, and I don't like the distortion and everything.
Yeah.
But this one you are supposed to see in three dimensions.
Then I will. You know, when 3D kind of made a comeback and they were making a lot of 3D movies, I saw everything in 3D because I thought it was cool and it was supposed to be cool.
And then it just totally wore out on
me. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't really, a lot of the things they put in there, it just didn't make sense to be 3D. It wasn't that exciting.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree completely.
Alice in Wonderland was one that
Finding
was made
Nemo
3D 2. Later.
I don't need to see that in
3D.
Yeah,
so in the past couple of years, I haven't really cared about 3D.
Right.
But if it makes sense
this
to be 3D,
this one is supposed to.
Awesome. Yep. Good to know. So another one that I think looks really cute, really funny. It's a musical. We've got Justin Timberlake and Anna Kendrick. Trolls.
I've missed this one.
it's a kid's movie, but I mean, it looks really good. And I think this is one that the adults will like as well.
Okay.
You know what the trolls are, right?
Yeah.
Those little troll dolls.
Yeah.
They were big back in the early 90s,
I think.
Yeah,
I had a bunch of them. Yeah.
Yeah, and they have like the neon hot pink hair and the green hair. And they're naked, basically.
Of course.
Not in the movie, I don't think.
Yeah.
And we used to like shake them and then their hair would get all crazy,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So those are the trolls, but it looks really cute. And it's supposed to be good.
I mean, Justin Timberlake is probably the greatest man of our time.
Love him.
I envy him completely. So
love JT.
I'd see him.
And James Corden's in it too.
Cool.
And he's really funny. So I'm looking forward to that one. It's PG, so the whole family can go see it.
All right.
And this one will probably be in theaters for a while, getting into the holidays and
right.
everything. So then we've got one that's coming out in limited release, and the Director's Cut Cinema, they have been promoting the heck out of it. It's called Loving. And it's not opening here in Orange County this week, but I say give it a week and it will be. It's PG-13. Joel Edgerton, who's fantastic.
Yeah.
Michael Shannon is also a great actor. He's in it. So this is based on a true story about an interracial married couple back in Virginia in 1958. They go to Washington, D.C. to get married, and then they come back and they're living in Virginia, and it's illegal in Virginia, and they're actually jailed because they're not allowed to be married. And people think that it's not okay to have children. And
right.
And they do have children. So anyway, this is what led to a landmark Supreme Court case, and it reversed all the restrictions on marriage based
wow, cool.
on race. And it looks like a really, really good
That
movie.
Might open at the little Irvine Theater, you think?
Exactly,
yeah.
the Irvine one. But I
yeah.
checked, and it's not coming out tomorrow at the Irvine Theaters or Director's Cut, which usually has those
yeah.
movies. But I'm telling you, 1 week, it'll
all right,
be there.
All right, right on.
And that one looks fantastic. Now, another huge movie coming out this weekend. And in the beginning, when I first saw trailers for it a few months ago, Hacksaw Ridge is what it's called.
Yeah.
They only promoted it as from the director of Braveheart.
Yep.
Which, of course, is Mel Gibson.
Yeah, but they're not going to say
I
his
understand
name.
Why they weren't saying Mel Gibson.
Of course.
But in recent weeks, that's changed. And he's been doing all these interviews and everything, talking about it.
Interesting.
So, and this has a good cast. Andrew Garfield, who you know from The Social Network and Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Vince Vaughn is in it.
Wow.
So I always love to see him, and it's a dramatic role, so that'll be nice. Sam Worthington, Teresa Palmer, has a good cast. This is also based on a true story, and it's about this guy who was for the war. He thought the war was just, World War II, but he thought killing was wrong. But he joined up anyway, and he went and he fought without a gun. And he saved 75 men without ever firing
wow,
a gun.
Cool.
So it's a really an incredible story. And, you know, Mel Gibson, this is what I want to talk about. We're not going to play a game or do any trivia or anything like we do sometimes. But I want to talk about this. Can people forgive Mel Gibson and go see the movie? Or do they not forgive him, but just separate it out and say what he said, all those anti-Semitic remarks he made 10 years ago, and he was involved in a domestic violence dispute
yeah.
and all this other stuff. I mean, he was at the height of his career. I mean, he was the man, and then all this stuff started happening, and he got divorced. I mean, his life just started to completely unravel. So do you go see the movie and just separate it out and say, you know what, I don't respect what he said and what he did, but he is a quality filmmaker, and I think this movie will be good? Or do you think people are still, they still have that fresh in their mind, and they just can't get past it?
Yeah, all news fades in
right.
my mind.
Yeah.
I still eat at Chick-fil-A. Even though,
I have this as something to talk about.
Even though they, yeah, right?
Yes.
I love Chick-fil-A.
I do too.
Even though they hate gay people.
Well, I mean, there was the whole thing about same-sex marriage. They came out, the COO said that they were against it a number of years ago, and all these people were banning Chick-fil-A.
Right.
And I need to separate that out.
Yep. Has nothing to do with one or the
yeah,
other for
me. I don't
me.
Choose where I eat based on their beliefs.
Nope.
You know? I love their chicken. I've been eating there since I was in junior high school.
Yeah.
So that is something. You know, Hollywood, they love a comeback story.
Yeah.
They love it. You know, we've got Drew Barrymore, Christian Slater, Robert Downey Jr. But those were more about drugs and alcohol,
sure.
right? And they were getting into trouble and
yeah,
stuff like that.
Yeah, this is a
They've
little
turned
more
their
serious.
Lives.
Yeah.
It's different. And then I immediately started thinking about Michael Richards, who, of course, was Cosmo Kramer
yeah.
on
yeah.
Seinfeld.
Yeah, he went through some hard times.
And that was the same year, actually,
yeah.
2006. And he was doing a stand-up comedy routine
yeah,
at the Laugh Factory.
Yeah, burst it out on stage.
Right. And so we haven't seen a lot of him in recent years.
Yeah.
And Jerry Seinfeld is still supporting him, and he's kind of had
But also,
him
Michael Richards isn't making potentially Oscar-winning movies.
True.
So Mel comes out with what's probably the best movie of this year.
Very well could
you
be.
You can't be like, well, no, that's
right.
not going to win because of him.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be phenomenal, this film.
It is.
It got
and
a
it
10 minute
great.
Standing ovation at Venice.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so you can't boycott something
right.
because of the director or because of the chef or because of anything. You can't
exactly.
stop watching the Lakers because Kobe Bryant assaulted a woman.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just it's these people do what they do, and you can hate them,
yeah.
but you can't hate what they produce.
I mean, people can choose, of course, not to see the movie and not to respect it and whatever. I'm going to see it. I mean, you think about directors like Roman Polanski and Woody Allen. I mean, Woody Allen has been married for almost 20 years to the adopted daughter of Mia Farrow, who was his partner at the time, right? Uh-huh. But Woody Allen is still thought of as one of our best directors of all time.
Yeah.
And the greatest actors that we have want to work with him, you know? And people still, well, you know, Woody Allen's never someone who has a big blockbuster movie, you know, not usually.
Sure.
But he's still very much respected. I mean, Roman Polanski, he did The Pianist a number of years ago, and Adrian Brody won the Oscar for it.
I think people are just looking for something to be upset about.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm not personally offended that Chick-fil-A wouldn't like me if I were homosexual. Still want their chicken.
You know what I mean? And, you know, Mel Gibson, he's done a few movies over the years. Nothing great, you know. A number of years ago, I saw him in The Beaver, which Jodie Foster, a good friend of his, directed.
Yeah.
And I went to see it. I mean, you know, again, I don't condone his actions or his remarks or anything, but I went to see the movie, and he actually played a guy who was kind of down on his luck. It made sense at the time. And the movie was good. I liked it. Didn't make a ton of money. But now it's been 10 years.
Yeah.
So, and also people change, you know?
Sure.
I don't know. He was extremely drunk outside Moon Shadows that night when he was saying that stuff. But I don't care how drunk you are. If you say that kind of stuff, it means you feel it.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Or you think it.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, regardless of all that, I'm very excited to see the movie.
Great. Yeah.
It's supposed to be incredible. And as we do head into the holidays, this is when all the really wonderful movies come out that will likely be nominated for Oscars.
Yeah, so, and you'll go on your Oscar binge where you see every single nominated film and even best costume design, and Linda will come report back.
I will.
Yeah.
I will. That dress was unbelievable. Yes. Good times. Hey, real quick, Sports Swap is happening at Thurston Middle School on Saturday.
All right.
And I know you guys will be talking about it more.
Yes.
But if you have anything to drop off, because look, we all have kids who are in sports. They grow so fast. They go through stuff so quickly. You can drop it off this morning and tomorrow at Thurston, and then go on Saturday, and you can trade some stuff, get some stuff, and it's really a great thing, and it's a fundraiser for the school.
Cool.
Yeah.
Linda Halligan with Halligan's Hollywood every Thursday morning. Linda Halligan TV on Facebook, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.